98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware is our version of the award show. We do it every Monday. It's brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that will last a lifetime with Revitalize. Give them a call today at 480-435-3557. Online at fatlossphoenix.com. They are a proud nutrition partner of the Phoenix Suns.
Nice. All right. My first hardware award, Vinny, is going to be called Hardware. And I'm giving it to the sport.
The hardware.
Exactly. I'm giving it to the sport of football because over the past weekend, I think we saw a Heisman Trophy won in Joe Burrow. And I think we saw the NFL MVP taken over by Lamar Jackson. Now, I know Russell Wilson will have a lot to say about this. But what Lamar Jackson is doing is just sick. And there was a sideline conversation last night that's must-see TV for anyone who likes this stuff. John Harbaugh told Lamar Jackson, "You've changed the game. Do you know how many little kids in this country are going to be wearing number 8 for the next 20 years?" It was a really cool moment. And an amazing game by Lamar Jackson.
I liked Lamar Jackson coming out of Louisville.
How many people did?
I did not see this coming.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, we know about the running ability. He's already got two perfect quarterback ratings this year. He was 158 point. That's only been done one other time in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the history of the league has more than three perfect games. He's in his second year.
Yeah.
Frightening. Yeah.
Second year. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see.
His one loss record as a starting quarterback is insane.
It's really, really good. There's no doubt about that. My first award is the What a Great Story Award. And I'm giving it to former Coyote Jeremy Roenick. Did you hear this story, Vic?
Of course I did.
All right.
Play the whole thing.
I don't know how it's edited. Is it in one chunk, Jarrett?
It's a minute 15.
That's fine.
Play it.
It's well worth it. But here was Jeremy Roenick telling a story about playing golf with Michael Jordan. This appeared on 670 The Score in Chicago.
Back in the 90s, when the Bulls were on fire, this was like end of the season for us, end of the season for them. I get a call from Michael. Meet me at Sunset Ridge early. We're going to go play 18 holes. We didn't have a game. We had actually had a day off. So I meet him at Sunset Ridge. So we played around, beat him for a couple thousand, and I'm getting ready to leave. Now, Bulls are playing that night. They play Cleveland that night. So I'm thinking he's leaving. It's 10 o'clock. He's like, no, let's go play again. So he goes and we fill up a bag full of ice and Coors Light, and we walk again. We roll around another 18. And I take him for another couple. And now we've been drinking all afternoon. Now he's going from Sunset Ridge to the stadium to play a game. And I'm messing around. I'm like, I'm gonna call my bookie, and all the money that you just lost to me, I'm putting on Cleveland tonight. He goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, I'll bet you that we win by 20 points, and I have more than 40. I'm like, done. Son of a gun goes out, scores 52, and they win by 26 or something after 18 holes of golf.
And 36 holes of golf.
36 holes of golf and having like maybe 10 Bud Lights.
He goes on to say Michael Jordan is the best athlete ever. And they went back and they did the research after this.
Yeah.
And Roenick is estimating that the game happened 92-93.
Yeah.
So they've pinpointed it to the Cavs-Bulls game, March 28th, 1992. Jordan had 44 points. Bulls won 126-102.
It's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life. I've got the greatest Michael Jordan story ever. I may tell you later. But that's a really good one. 10 beers, threw on another 18.
I just love that JR, he got in two different beer endorsements.
And the point is, too, it's like, all right, Kawhi Leonard, talk to me about load management now. 36 holes of golf, 10 beers, all that money changing hands, and he shows up and scores 52.
That's loaded management.
Yes, that's a much different thing.
All right, my next award is next time Stick to the Airline Pretzels Award. I'm giving it to Dion Waiters, who, if you haven't heard the story, this is unbelievable. Dion Waiters got on Miami Heat's team plane, and a teammate gave him an edible, a THC-infused edible. And it did not agree with Dion Waiters, and he had a panic attack, and it turned into a really ugly situation. Dion Waiters, being kind of manly in this situation, will not rat out the teammate he got the edible from. But he will miss out now on a $1.2 million bonus he would have collected had he played in 70 games this season, and the lost money from his subsequent 10-game ban will be more than $800,000. So that edible not only caused a panic attack and a scene on the team plane, cost Deion Waiters $2 million.
Come on, Deion wouldn't have played that many games. Load management.
Okay.
He was listed, because that was the flight from Phoenix to L.A. The Heat played here Thursday. They had the Lakers
right.
on Friday.
That's right.
I thought it was weird that, and I actually took a picture of this because I thought it was so outlandish. That's a picture of the injury report that night, the official injury report for the Heat.
Wow.
Deion Waiters wasn't alone either. Udonis Haslam also. They were listed as questionable with stomach ache. I've never seen that before. Justice Winslow, they listed it as headache, but he was in the concussion protocol, so that didn't really sound as official as it could have been. But apparently he took this edible to try to feel better, and it induced a panic attack. Isn't it supposed to have the opposite
reaction? I honestly would not know.
I mean, from what
edibles,
I heard...
I hear they're bad, bad news.
I don't have any experience either. My next award is the I for once agree with this man award, and I'm giving it to LeBron James. I'm not sucking up to him because he's in town.
Yes, no, I like this.
But LeBron James did an exclusive interview with Yahoo Sports about load management, which is just a hot button issue now in the NBA. He says load management needs to start at the AAU level, and you hear him talk about it. He says, quote, these kids are going into the league already banged up, and I think parents and coaches need to know that. AAU coaches don't give a blank. AAU coaches couldn't give a damn about a kid and what his body is going through. Earl Watson also chimed in on Twitter and said, load management isn't the toll of the NBA schedule. It's the toll of youth basketball.
Wow.
Playing 12 to 15 games a weekend to keep the monthly fees validated. That hurts the players later in life, and rookies are entering the NBA hurting. Youth hoops needs less games and more teaching. I totally agree
with
that.
Great call. Great call. LeBron even said that his kids sometimes play five in a day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. My last award, Vinny.
Guess what, LeBron? You could pull him out of AAU. I still think they're going to make it to the NBA. Just a hunch.
My last award is the Metamorphosis Award, and I'm giving it to Ed Orgeron, head coach at LSU, who in a former life was just a big, gruff, funny-sounding offensive lineman.
It really was.
Yeah. Who made his players love him because he's just a very relatable guy.
It really peppered the gumbo.
Now he's the head coach at LSU, and he is very close to becoming a hero forever. This might be one of the greatest transformation stories in college football history. Because people in LA, they relate to this guy. He sounds like him. He looks like him. And he talked all that stuff going into the game. He brought a quarterback in. You saw what that quarterback meant in a game like that. I mean, that game was unbelievable.
Yeah. He's also transformed at LSU, too, by the way. But isn't it one of the things I was thinking about over the weekend is... Remember when USC couldn't justify bringing Ed Orgeron back?
I do.
After an interim base? He's not right for us.
I do, right.
How's your next coaching search going to go there, USC?
Compare Ed Orgeron and Clay Helton.
Yeah, but everybody also said, well, Ed Orgeron's going to be a joke at LSU. Nope.
Well, unbelievable.
My last award, I'm just giving the award overall to the Oregon women's basketball team. They had an exhibition game against Team USA.
Okay.
Not college Team USA. Legend Team USA, a team that had Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles, and others. Oregon beat them 93-86. After the game, Diana Taurasi went into the Oregon locker room and talked to the team for a whole hour.
Really?
And the message was, stay mad. Oregon might win the whole stinking thing this year, Bick.
Wow.
Yeah.